21. Safety first, connection second, thoughts and ideas third. This one really has to do with the way the different levels of the brain affect which interaction between a couple comes first. You have to take care of the reptilian brain's needs first in a relationship, so that if a person is reacting out of panic by fleeing, freezing, submitting, or fighting, and you can check all of this in the paper on the lizard or on safety, you have to deal with that function first. So stop everything and get each other to feel safe. This is what timeouts are about, is taking a break in the relationship so that both people feel safe. The second priority, once you've taken care of safety, is you have to deal with the safety of the togetherness factor, the reliable connection. Take a look at the paper on reliable membership. First, make sure that nobody is overwhelmed. And yet you're also kind of making sure that the person who's being needy sees some pathway through to getting their needs met eventually. First is safety, second is the taking care of the needs of connection, and then you can start talking about your thoughts and ideas and your beliefs and your understandings. Number 22 has to do with the idea of how do you decide whether something is good luck or bad luck? There's a Zen story on my website under stories that covers this completely. But it continues on number 23, and you'll also see it named up under number 48. I believe the idea is that either going to have a nice day or you're going to learn something. I have learned a great deal from the incidents that seemed horrible at the time. So who can tell if it's good luck or bad luck? This also goes to 23, which is from another story, which I haven't written up, but I heard a long time ago. Shake it off, stomp it down, and rise to the next level. Which is really kind of an image that when you're running into a very difficult situation, you take responsibility for working through that situation, shake it off, stomp it down, which means to look at it, ponder it carefully, but also to put it down and then move above, move beyond that situation again. 24 comes directly from Africa. And it is the idea that all humans are geniuses, are born geniuses, and it takes a community to help them develop their genius. All humans are geniuses, but at something. So if I create a given test, some people will be geniuses on that. If I create another test, they'll be geniuses at that. And some people are geniuses at finding things out of place. Some people are geniuses at discovering new ideas. The idea is that all people are geniuses, and look for it. 25 comes from the issue of boundaries. All humans make mistakes, and all humans are equal before God. Very important to realize that God's way of deciding whether we're good or bad is up to God, not up to humans, and that everyone has a sense of making mistakes, so that it isn't one person makes mistakes and the other person is perfect. All humans make mistakes. And this is just kind of useful when you're into any kind of competitive situation in a relationship. 26 through 28 are the principles that I found that develop when you fall in love. When you fall in love, there's a selection process, and one of the points of selection is you always select somebody who has approximately the same native IQ. You don't have one person much brighter than the other, though their IQ may be quite different. For example, one person might be brilliant in written material, and the other person might be brilliant in mechanical material. And I have actually worked with a couple where the woman was a psychiatrist and brilliant, and the husband was a car mechanic and brilliant. The second idea is that you always fall in love with someone with the same level of dysfunction. Basically, they're equally nuts. And I like to be comfortable about this. There's a phenomenon called the designated patient, where both couples decide that partner A is the crazy one and partner B is the sane one. And this creates such an imbalance. It also doesn't seem to be very accurate as a way of representing the situation. Usually one's dysfunction looks good and the other's dysfunction looks bad. And the last one of that group is that when you fall in love, you tend to fall in love with someone who has an equal passion for being fully alive. The desire for the biological dream is about equal in both, but their techniques for going about it, their skills for going about it, can be often quite opposite. 29. You'll never get love by chasing a lizard. Because I am a clinger, I am a pursuer, I am a maximizer, I really needed this one. because my tendency when my partner would pull away would be to chase her, would be to interrogate her, would be to pursue her. You'll see this under the subject of reliable membership on my website. But I needed that sign in my house and kept it on the wall in my house for years to remind myself that when my partner is moving away, when her lizard is active, if I move towards her, I will never get love from her. I actually have to do the reverse, which is in number 30, which is give your partner space, so much space that they don't need space. My learning was with my partner, when she started to move away, I would give her a push. If she needed 20 minutes off, I would give her 2 hours. And this worked because she began to not need so much time.